Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most exciting, and yes, I really do mean exciting, parts of your OCR GCSE English Literature course, Poetry Across Time, Component 02. Whether you're just starting your revision or you're in the final stretch before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. A clear understanding of what the exam actually tests, how to analyze poems with real confidence, and the insider exam tips that will help you pick up every mark available. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Component 02 is all about poetry, specifically the OCR Poetry Anthology, which is organized into thematic clusters. Your job is to study one of those clusters in depth, and then in the exam, you'll be asked to compare a poem from your studied cluster with an unseen poem, one you've never seen before. That's the challenge. And that's also the opportunity. Now, the exam tests you across four assessment objectives. Think of these as the four lenses through which examiners read your work. AO1 is about reading, understanding, and responding. This is your interpretation, your personal, informed reading of the poem. Examiners want to see that you have a clear argument, not just a list of observations. AO2 is the big one. It carries the most weight. This is about analyzing language, form, and structure. When you spot a metaphor, a caesura, a shift in tone, that's AO2 territory. But here's the key. You must analyze the effect. Don't just name the technique. Ask yourself, what does this make the reader feel? What does the poet want us to understand? AO3 is context. This means understanding the historical, social, or cultural background of the poem and showing how that shapes its meaning. Context should be woven into your analysis, not bolted on at the end as a separate paragraph. In AO4, that's your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Four marks are available here, so clear, accurate writing genuinely matters. Now let's talk about the poems themselves. The OCR anthology contains clusters on themes like love and relationships, youth and age, or place and belonging, depending on which cluster your teacher has chosen. Each poem in your cluster has been selected because it offers rich opportunities for analysis and comparison. The poems span different time periods and different poetic traditions, which is exactly why the component is called Poetry Across Time. When you're studying your cluster, you need to do three things. First, know each poem well, its content, its tone, its key techniques. Second, understand the connections between poems in the cluster. What themes, ideas, or techniques do they share? Where do they differ? Third, practice applying your analysis to unseen poems because that skill is absolutely central to this exam. Let me walk you through what a strong comparative analysis looks like. The best approach is to use what I call the PEDAL framework: point, evidence, technique, analysis, link. You make a clear comparative point about both poems, you embed a quotation from each, you identify the technique the poet is using, you analyze the effect on the reader, and you link to context. The key word there is comparative. You should be discussing both poems in every paragraph, not writing about one and then the other. Use comparative connectives confidently. Similarly, both poets use, or in contrast, whereas poet A presents, poet B suggests. These phrases signal to the examiner that you're genuinely comparing, not just describing. One more thing on the studied poems. Examiners reward what they call a sustained, informed personal response. That means you have a clear interpretation that you develop throughout your answer. You're not just agreeing with the obvious reading, you're engaging critically, perhaps exploring an alternative interpretation, and showing that you've really thought about what the poet is doing and why. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake I see is what examiners call feature spotting. A candidate writes, "The poet uses a metaphor here." Full stop. No analysis of what the metaphor means, no exploration of its effect. That earns you very little. The examiner wants to know, what does this metaphor suggest? What feeling does it create? How does it connect to the poem's wider themes? The second big mistake is treating context as a separate paragraph. I see responses where the student writes three analytical paragraphs and then adds, "This poem was written in the Victorian era." That's not how context works. Context should be woven in. For example, the poet's use of the word chains not only creates a vivid image of confinement, but also reflects the social restrictions placed on women in the 19th century, suggesting that the speaker's emotional imprisonment is inseparable from her historical context. See the difference? Context is integrated, not bolted on. Third mistake, retelling the plot or paraphrasing the poem. Your job is to analyze, not summarize. Every sentence you write should be making an analytical point, not just explaining what the poem is about. For timing, the poetry comparison question is typically worth around 30 to 40 marks. You should spend about 5 minutes planning. Yes, planning is essential. And then around 40 to 45 minutes writing. In your plan, jot down 2 or 3 comparative points, the key quotations you'll use for each, and the techniques you'll analyze. When you encounter the unseen poem, don't panic. Read it twice. On your first read, focus on the overall tone and what the poem seems to be about. On your second read, annotate. Circle interesting word choices. Note any structural features. Identify the voice and who is speaking. Then ask yourself, how does this connect to my studied poem? What similarities and differences can I explore? Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What does AO2 assess? Answer: the analysis of language, form, and structure used by writers to create meanings and effects. Question 2. What is the PEDAL framework? Answer: point, evidence, technique, analysis, link, a structure for comparative poetry paragraphs. Question 3. What is the difference between AO1 and AO3? Answer: AO1 is your personal, critical response to the text. AO3 is your understanding of the context in which texts were written and received. Question 4. Name 2 comparative connectives you should use in your poetry comparison. Answer: similarly, and in contrast, or whereas, both poets, unlike. So let's bring it all together. For component 02, poetry across time, you need to know your study cluster inside out. Practice comparing poems using the PEDAL framework, integrate context naturally into your analysis, analyze effects, not just techniques, and approach unseen poems calmly and methodically. Remember, the examiners are not trying to catch you out. They want to reward your knowledge, your analytical skill, and your personal engagement with these extraordinary poems. Poetry has been written across centuries because it captures something true about human experience. And your job in this exam is to show that you understand that. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.